What a ripper day it's going to be. I reckon Gary Cleese will echo that. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, sure will, Sean. I mean, I've been coming here, I think this is about my 20th cup. I kicked off with 2KY. It was going really strong, and he hit a bit of a lull period for some unknown reason. But I can tell you now, last year he was the biggest cup I'd seen here for many, many years. And when I drove in here this morning, the marquees, they probably got twice the most of marquees. And one of my cameramen said he pulled up at a shop just out of Kempsey, and the lady said that they're predicting over 3,000 here. So they've got an absolutely perfect day. Tracks looks enormous. I had that storm go through here Wednesday afternoon, which would have done it the world of good. But the whole grounds, the whole surroundings, just looks an absolute picture. So, and they do a magnificent job. And as we've said before, Sean, Kubra, the sponsors of the Cup, Australian-owned company. He's got its big factory here. Slim Dusty, he's another well-known man in town that passed away here many years ago. But yeah, Kubra, just a great company and put a lot into different sorts of sports, well, whether it's racing or whatever it is, mate.
Yep, good on them. They've been great supporters there. Now, the first today, 1 metre Haka is 250, 2 winners lane, 650, 3 year old boy, 7, 4 party host, 425, so you merge 350, 6 iron Baymax, 19, 7 Ginger Island, 101. Favourite 1 metre Haka, $2.50.
Yeah, open up at 230. Just got a little shift out of that 250 mark. So you merge as 460 into 350. So there's a good shorten up there and a good shorten up with Party Host, $4.60, $4.20. So Mina Harker out, support So You Merge and Party Host. And I'm with Party Host. I'm 4152. And look, he's a former Victorian horse. He's only had 5 goes for Wayne Wilkes. He was cracking when he produced him first up over 1250. Then he took him to Port and he failed. And he failed again at Port. And he moved him away from Port and took him back to Taree, and he flew home behind a good horse from Zoffany Lad, beaten 0.8 of a length. And he went to Gosford and run third there behind Home Wind, beaten 1.9. He's won up to 2,000 in Victoria. I like the gate for him. I like the race for him. And if he can handle this track here, I think he'd be hard to beat. With him saying that, 1 metre Harker, she is going really good. Mark Quinn couldn't get this mare going any better. A Tung Curry maiden, a Class 1 winner first up. And all she's done is improve. She's gone to Randwick there 13 days ago to win a highway, 57 and up. Probably the only question mark with her, Sean. She had 50 kilos in the highway, and she's got 57 and a half today. So she's got a 7.5 kilo weight rise, but back in grade. 5 So You Merge, 3 nice runs back, would be right at the top. A little bit of giving the track will suit, and back to a Class 3 company. And I give 2 winners lane a chance. You know, nice soft gate. He's on the quick backup. 5 days ago, he's won over 1750. He'll park himself up right into the race. But a nice fit horse from the Paul Perry yard. 4-1-5 and 2 for me in race one.
Race 2, 3-year-old maiden. Now 1 first time lucky, 2 even. 2 Frosty Olaf, 34. 3 Set the Sizzle, 440. 4 Sunny Afternoon, $5. 5 and 6 out. 7 So Good to Me, 360. 8 Via Condotti, 26. Favourite 2 even. 1 first time lucky.
Yeah, Barry Ratcliffe. Yeah, Barry, yeah. He's opened
Red
his back. Pockets up short. No, they bet 260 this morning, so he's out there doing that pest control business and getting a little bit of cash and so on. First time lucky. But he's had the support so good to me. $4.23.60. Good move here. Set the Sizzle, Alan Keogh and Ben Looker right. $7 into $4.40. Got into $4.380 earlier on. So there's been a really good shorten up there. And on which Set the Sizzle, I'm 3147. Loved his run at Armidale 2 runs ago behind Krillon. He was beaten 1.5. 2 winners have come out of the race, and even 2 winners have come out of the prior run at Tamworth. And Alan stepped in from 1,300 metres straight to the 1,600 metres. Look, the bottom line is he didn't run it, and that was at Wyong. He brings him back in trip, I'd say. He wouldn't have done a lot with him in the last 19 days, and he draws a soft gate. One first time lucky. Look, he deserves a win. He's only had him for 3 runs, Barry Ratcliffe. He runs second behind Longar. First up, he ran fourth at Port on Cup Day and then came back and led and was run down late with Lormet winning the race, beating him 0.2 of a length. So probably the thing with him, he's got his home track advantage and he draws a really soft gate. 4 Sunny Afternoon, he's had a couple of runs back. He's a little improver. His first up run was on a real heavy track at Taree where he was beaten 1.9. Then he went to Port and found Magpie too good. And 7 So Good to Me, a 3-year-old filly on debut from the Chris Lee stable. Look, she hasn't had a flashing light on her in a trials, but they're good enough to figure in a race like this. 3-1, 4-7 in race 2.
All right, on to the third. Now, one Anakin Daraxis is $10. Two Little Jeffrey, $3.80. Three Nevertardi, $7. Four Out, $5. Danganronpa, $17. Six Paper Talks, $12. Seven Charging Clear, $5.50. Number eight, Little Funny Bunny is $51. And nine, Merry Magpie, the favourite here at $2.25.
Yeah, and had good support. Opened up at $3.50 this morning, and each call this morning just shortens all the way in. Little Jeffrey, the two are $6.380, so there's a move there. And Charging Clear, $8 into $5.50, the seven, and Nevertardi, $11 into $7. So the Spectre few here on 9327. I'm in the bottom weight, Merry Magpie, lightly raced filly from the Four Perry Yard. She only had two runs last prep, running fourth at Scone, eighth at Newcastle. He tipped her out. She went first up. Second at Newcastle, 900 metres, led and rolled hard and was run down late, running second. And a winner's already come out of the race. And then she went straight to the 1,200 metres, second up at Tamworth 11 days ago and led there easy and didn't quite run out the 1,200 metres. I think the key is today that she gets back into the 1,000. Probably a little bit of a sticky gate. Comes into the 8 alley now. It's probably not the best. Three Nevertardis in a new yarn. And has trialled up really good. Loved its first trial at Tari. Just cantered in to win a trial. And then went back and run third in a Musselbrook trial, beating two lengths, and wasn't asked to do a lot. Too Little Jeffrey, once he had 10 goes, he's been placed five. His last couple of runs at Tamworth and Musselbrook have been good enough. He's just freshened him up and just brought him back here to the 1,000 metres. So that might be just the key with him. When they run hard, he might be able to get over the top of them. And Seven Charging Clear has had three runs back. A nice filly from the Tony Newing stable. She was placed at Barrable first up and then failed at Newcastle. But I didn't mind a run the other day at Port Macquarie in a real good race behind Magpie, beaten 3.9 lengths. 9-3, 2-7 in race three.
The fourth, the Iron Jack Maiden Plate, one Pinnacle Power, $1.90. Number two, Classic Man, 11. Three, Trematon, 41. Four, Allo Allo, 21. Five is Snugglebug, 31. Six, Sweetheart, 30, 3.30. Seven, Trifaranian is $5. Number eight, Sadu 101. Nine, Wyatt 23. Favoured very short. Ross Stitt with Pinnacle Power, number one, $1.90.
They bet $2.50 this morning. $2.15, $2.20. $2, $1.90. I mean, really, he's the only one they want. And I mean, he sounded hard to win a maiden, but boy, oh boy, when you do the form on it, Sean, you won't find an easier race for him. This is his chance. 1.746. He draws a gate. 14.50 suits him ideally. He's got a top jockey. He's in a top yard. And if he's ever going to get out of maiden company, this is his chance to get out of it. Seven Trefrania, nice little man doing a good job for Neil Godbolt. He's had the four runs back, beaten six lengths, four lengths. Went to Port there behind Mazone, only beaten the length. So that's good enough to win a race like this. I'm throwing a low, a low in the four. She's had three goes in place twice. She's another one that's had a few goes and failed, but her best form is here on this track here. And CJ Graham rides for just that kilo and a half off. And Six Sweetheart, Chad Lever rides for Larry Fairhall, coming off that Tamworth run the other day. That's probably a gin good enough, but another man that's had a few chances. But he finds the right race, Pinnacle Power. He draws a pin and he's nice and fit, and the distance suits him. 1.746 in race four.
All right, now the fifth event, one Here's Our Toy Boy, six even, two Stoddart, $5, three Golden Comet, $3.90, four Typhoon Bonnie, $3.50, five Taken on Chance, six, six Sweet Missile, 12, seven On My Terms, $8.50, eight out of nine, Waiheke Island, 101, $3.50 favourite, four Typhoon Bonnie.
Yeah, really, really good race. She opened up at $3.50 and look, she stayed right across the board there. Probably one little shift into that $3.40 mark, back out of the $3.50, Golden Comet, the three. Is $4.60 into $3.90, so nice shorten up there. Stoddart's getting out, and our toy boy, he's our toy boy, $6 out, and no money there. So the best back runner is Golden Comet, $6.50, $3.90. And I'm with him. I've been with him on his last three runs, and I'm 3.451. I like the horse. Margaret DeGonneville does a fantastic job with her horses. His win the other day at Port was good. He more or less meets the same company. He had 59.5, and he drops 2 kilos here. Probably the only thing is the gate, but he's a very, very quick horse out of him. And the thing I like more to him, that he gets back here to the 1,000 metres. So I think he'd be hard to run down. Four, Typhoon Bonnie is just going good. She is just a try, this little girl from the Neil Godbolt yard. She had 61.5 when she was beaten 2.3 behind Golden Comet. So she's got a 3.5 kilo weight drop, where the other horse drops also Golden Comet. By taking on chances of Big Query, she hasn't shifted in the market from when that market opened. Another one from the Neil Godbolt yard that had an enormous form last prep, and there's no trials for her. And one, he's our toy boy, draws the gate, sits off a quick speed. You've got to time your ride on it, on your run on him, right? But maybe they do work up in front, and he's close enough and good enough to run over him late. 3, 4, 5, and 1 in a very good race, mate.
Righto, race 6-1 Crystal Kingdom, 4 even, 2 red Calvary, $11, 3 Prescott, 10 for Archie Bargy, 2.65, Gronky, 26. 6 Angahari is $14, number 7 Falsified, 16, 8 Superior Offer, 9.50. 9 Sarah, 6, 10 Splash of Lime, 51, 11 Super Bonus, 51, $2.60 favoured for Archie Bargy.
Yeah, well, he what did he open up at 280? Got out to 290, back into 260. So just in the last couple of hours, that little shifting comes for him. Crystal Kingdom, former Victorian, another one from the Neil Godbolt yard, is $4.60 into $4, and Cyrus $6.50 out to $6. So Archie Bargy and Crystal Kingdom have had the support, and I'm 4, 1, 2, and 9. I'm with Archie Bargy. She went first up 1,200, was a fraction short behind. I'm impressed, beaten 3.8. Chris Lees took her straight to Scone. She sat up on the speed. Well, she led early, and one took her on. She took a sit, set outside the leader, hit the front, looked home. Last two strides grabbed on the line down that big straight. Can handle a little bit of giving the track towards a soft gate, and to me steps to a little bit easier race. One Crystal Kingdom is a nice horse. Neil Godbolt's only had him for the 3 runs of former Victorian, and loved his win the other day. I thought he was a horse of 1,400. It suited him down to the ground, which he did win in 1,400 in Victoria, but he dropped him back from the 1,250 back to 1,000. He was a mile off him going down the back at Port Macquarie, but when he found daylight at the 200-metre mark, he jumped out of the ground and just went bang and put paid on, and he run time. So, like I said, he's a 1,400-metre winner in Victoria, so you would think this would suit him better. Red Cavalry has only had the 2 runs for the new yard. Former North Queensland horse, now with the Kelvin Hickmont stable at Bow Desert, got just tightened up over the last 100 metres at Grafton behind Chloride, and form's come out of it already, beaten 2.5 lengths. That margin should have been a lot better. N9 Sire, now this track's improving. I give him a chance any worse, and he's probably not, but he didn't handle the heavy track the other day at Tara, and he still did a good job, and he beaten 3 lengths from a really bad gate, but he gets a soft gate, 1 gate, and a lightweight, and this track's improving all the time. 4, 1, 2, and 9 in race 6.
Race 7, the Akubra Kempsey Cup. And now 1 Zippity Doodah, $6. 2 Salerno, 23. 3 Loving Home, 14. Number 4 Snippet at 3.50. 5 Try and Run Amok, 3.10. 6 Frasers is 81. 7 O'Driscoll, 3.90. 8 Fast Chris, 23. 9 Hundreds and Thousands, 151. 10, I've got this. 15, the favourite 3.10, 5, try and run amok.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, he can hit the ground and run, Sean. He's $2.80 at the 3.10. Snipping A, the 4, is $3.50. Got in as much as $3.30, back out to that 3.50. O'Driscoll, good support, Taz Morton's runner. And $4.60, 3.90, Peter Graham Rise. I think Pete might have won about 7 Kempsey Cups. He holds a record here. So the little support there for 7 O'Driscoll from the Taz Morton yard and Peter Graham Rides. 4, 5, 1, 7 for me. I'm with Snippet Ain't. I've always had a query on him at a mile. He won at a mile, and looked, he wasn't disappointing in the Cranback Cup. He was only beaten 1.1 length, but I'm still at the opinion he's a better horse, 14, 14.50. He needs a soft gate. He gets it here today. He gets the right type of conditions to suit, and I think he can get the nice run on transit. So I got him on top to beat 5, try to run a muck. He's a quick horse. If he leads, they leave him alone. It's good night, baby. That's it. They're on the short corner here. If he can kick off the bend, he'll take a lot of running down, because his first up run at Canamble was terrific. He went to Warwick Farm and he led, and he knocked up the last little bit. But he's got the gate, and he's got a real good third up record. One Zippity Doodah. He's a former Singapore galloper. He's only had the one run for Chris Lees. He went around on that big sprint on Cranback Cup Day. Over 12.50, beaten 2.7. I'm not kidding you. He'd have been 12 lengths off the leaders, leaving the 600-metre mark. And you never saw this fella until about the 150, and he just jumped up out of the ground and he went bang late. Now, he's won at 1,900 metres and 1,600 metres in Singapore, where he was a 4 times winner, and he hasn't run in since that 3 weeks since running him in that Creamback sprint. So just depending if he can handle this track and where he gets in transit. When 7-0 Driscoll goes in, he's got a massive weight drop. He's got a 6.5 kilo weight drop to what he carried when he won at Port beating Lucio LaBelle, and he has been here once for a placing. So he's got a definite chance from the Tasmorton yard. 4, 5, 1, and 7 in race 7.
All right, now the 8th one, Stop the Fight, $8. 2 French Command, 4.20. 3 Giddy Up, 10. 4-1 More, 41. 5 Bachelor, 15. 6 Dashing Savannah, 10. 7 and 8 Out, 9 Toast, $7. 10 Kirk Eller, 8. 11 Lawn Meat, 4.80. 12 Piccolo Miss, $6. And 13 Out. Favourite number 2, French Command, at $4.20.
Yeah, this is tricky. French Command opened up at 3.60 this morning, out to 4.20. Lawn Meat, $4.40, 4.80. She's just come off a maiden win, and Piccolo Miss hasn't won for some time, $11 into $6, and Toaster's $11 into $7. And the top weight, Stop the Fight, loves it here. And she's $7.50, just out of the $8. It's a trick race, and I'm going to give him one more chance, Toast. 9-2, 11-1. His last two runs have been terrific. I mean, the other day he had 11 gate, and I don't know if one gate suits him, but to me, if I was riding him, I'd love one gate on him. He's just got to time him right, Benny Looker. I think he might have his first sit on him here today, but with the speed up in front, if he can just time it right and come to the outside, I still think he's a better horse when he comes to make his run to get to the outside on him. 2 French Command, he's just a tough customer. He's a 13 times winner, this guy, and he's a 4 times winner here at Kempsey. He got back into winning form, winning at Coffs Harbour 18 days ago, but that was on a very, very heavy track on a heavy 10. He hasn't got those conditions today, but he's still going really, really good. 11 Lawmet, only a lightly raced horse. He debuted at Muswellbrook. He hit the line good. He went back and got the job done, beaten first time lucky 18 days ago at Kempsey. Not easy to do winning a maiden going to a 58, but he looks like a progressive type. And I wouldn't sell the toppy, Shortstop the Fight. Tough little mare. She's a 2 times winner here. She gets a soft gait. She always gets up around that 60 kilos, which she pays the penalty for a consistency, but she'll get a lovely run from that nice alley. But one more chance for Toast, and 9-2, 11-1 for me in the last, mate.
Now, what do you like there, Gary? Any good things?
I like race 5, number 3, Golden Comet. He's going good, and he'll give you a really good run for your money. And race 6, number 4, Archie Bargie, I think she'll be absolutely perfectly placed here today. So race 5, number 3, Golden Comet. Race 6, number 4, Argy Bargy. Quaddy numbers, we widen a couple of legs, 3, 4, 5, 1 in the first leg. Just shorten her up in that second leg with 4 and 1. And 4, 5, 1, 7 in the third leg, and 9, 2, 11, 1 in those last two legs. So just shorter in that second leg with 4 and 1, which are the Argy Bargy and Crystal Kingdom. But they've got great conditions. They've got a beautiful day to go racing. Not too hot, not too cold. And he's right, John Graham. That crowd's starting to really roll in. They'll have a bumper day here, and they deserve every bit of it, mate.
All right, and don't you get hats mixed up today, because I remember last year Priscilla had a lovely pink Akubra on, and it would suit you, but I think it does look better on her.
No, I've got to wear that. Priscilla's kept that for me for Pink Silk Day at Coffs Harbour.
Oh, fantastic.
In January, so... Yeah. She's kept that. She said, can you wear that? But I guarantee she'll wear that pink Akubra today.
I think so. Yeah. That's great. Good on you, mate. Look forward to hearing the late mail through the day.
Sure will. Have a good weekend, mate.